Welcome to 11 Cats Radio, an 11-minute single-topic show with questions generated by, who else? Cats. Have you ever wondered how a cat's perception of the world might differ from your own? Well, put your cat glasses on and find out what cats want you to know as we explore their world through their eyes. I am your hostess, Pat Rulo, a healthcare and patient advocate for people and an advocat, not only for my 11 cats, but for you and yours, and for cats everywhere. Enjoy the next few minutes with us, where we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Our topic today may sound strange, but it's about respect. No, not how much your cat respects you, but rather why it's important to respect your cat. I almost feel silly for talking about this because here at 11 Cats Radio, we believe that a cat is not just a cat. Therefore, respect for a cat should just be natural. But as you'll find, thanks to today's questions, which, by the way, do come from real cats, I just know it, many humans kind of give off the impression that a cat is just a cat. No big deal. So, put your cat glasses on and let's view the world of respect from a cat's point of view. Here is our first question. It comes from Sprinkles. She says, Pat, do you have any idea why my person sprays me with a spray bottle of water? It scares me and it's rude. Well, Sprinkles, I imagine that you are doing something your person doesn't want you to do. Are you jumping on the kitchen counter? Scratching the fine leather sofa? Ripping curtains? Well, if so, perhaps your person thinks that by scaring you, you might stop doing whatever it is you're doing. Well, sadly, that doesn't sound like a respectful way to behave toward a little creature, and even though they say, whoever they are, that spray bottles can be a solution, I don't like it, and I agree with you, Sprinkles, it is rude. I'd rather see you treated with kindness and gentle hands, redirecting your behavior by spending quality time with you, enticing you to play, maybe with a fun feather toy, getting you to run around and burn off some steam. Often, bad cat behavior is simply a bored or lonely cat, and it makes me feel sad that you fear your person. That does nothing for either of you or your relationship except to diminish it. And this makes me think of one of my cats named Tiny. Tiny likes to go into the bathroom in our basement rec room, jump on top of the shower door, and crash through the ceiling tiles so she can explore the above ceiling regions. Now she's deaf, so it's especially difficult to get her out of there. So after having done this many times, one day, quite by accident, I perched a plastic container on top of the shower rail just to get it out of the way for the moment, and I forgot about it. The next time Tiny jumped up, the plastic container came crashing down, Tiny skedaddled out of the way, and she hasn't attempted that again. Now, I'm not a cat behaviorist, so I certainly do not have all of the answers, but I do know that spraying or yelling or throwing things at a cat does not accomplish anything except negativity. So you humans listening, save the spray bottle for cleaning your windows and not terrorizing your cat. Now here's one from Tum Tum who says, I love my family and sometimes when they enter the room I roll on my back to show them how much I love and trust them. Why do they then run over and rub my belly? It's annoying. Well, Tum Tum, they are treating you like a dog, because dogs like that kind of thing. And you are right. By exposing your belly, you are sending positive vibes to your family, but you are not necessarily asking to be touched. So note to family, be careful if you approach and start rubbing. Most likely you'll get swatted with a sharp claw or perhaps a bite. Understanding the body language of a cat is so important because there is a time when they believe that the petting is done. Enough. And if we continue, well, here's an equation. too much petting equals overstimulation equals cat scratch or bite. Just because a cat doesn't speak our language doesn't mean he or she doesn't speak a language. So taking the time to understand your cat body language is a respectful thing to do. Ooh, and now it's time for today's trivia question. True or false? 2 in 5 people say they'd rather spend time at home with their cat than go out with their friends. Is that true or false? And I will share the answer with you toward the end of the show. All right, continuing with our topic of respect, here's one from Miss Pickety Pick, who wants cat people to know that often cats do not like to eat cold cat food directly from the refrigerator. And that is right, Miss Pickety Pick. Mouse temperature is the preferred choice. To simulate the temperature of a cat's food in the wild, there would never be a situation in the wild where a cat would hunt and eat prey such as a mouse or a bird that was chilled. No different in your kitchen. So warm up the food a bit, and here's an easy way. First, no microwaving, because A, I don't use one due to the high levels of radiation it emits in and around my food, altering the nutritional value until it is devoid of nutrients, and B, a microwave heats unevenly and you may have cold food in the middle and burning food on the edges that just might burn your cat's tongue. We use stainless steel bowls and preheat them by running hot water from the tap into the bowl. Then we empty out the water and fill the bowl with canned or raw food, and then immerse the steel bowl in another plastic bowl filled with hot water. Now, sometimes it takes several changes of hot water to get the food to mouse temperature, but you can use that heating time to play with your cat as if he or she were hunting, making the entire feeding cycle much more natural. Hunt, then eat. And speaking of bowls, even though we talked about this on a previous show titled Hygiene Hazards, which, by the way, you can find at the website 11catsradio.com, please, wash and rinse your cat's food and water bowls every day. I wash the bowls after each meal so my guys and gals can eat out of a germ-free dish. The same I would do for my family. I mean, we don't reuse dirty dishes with people, so why cats? And to make sure your cat is not drinking biofilm, you know, that slimy residue left in the water bowl, scrub the bowls at least once a day. I do it twice, especially during the warmer months when the water can get yucky in the heat. Talk about respect. I can't imagine anything worse than being a cat whose parent doesn't take the time or care enough to offer clean bowls. Well, now, obviously, there is so much more we can talk about when it comes to respecting your cat, but I just wanted to highlight the thought. We as caretakers, or advocates, as I call us cat humans, should feel honored and privileged to care for our friends and should happily do so as we would like to be taken care of as if we were cats. Try it sometime. Put your cat glasses on, if only mentally, and feel what it might be like to be your cat. Do you feel loved, safe, clean, happy, well-fed? Or are you frightened by spray bottles, forced to eat cold food out of dirty dishes, thirsty for fresh water? Sharing your life with a cat or many cats is a special gift, a gift, however, that comes with responsibilities. Yet, when you allow yourself to think like a cat and feel like a cat, the responsibility doesn't feel like a burden. It's just what you do when you love someone. Respect. How do you show it to your cat? Well, that means it's time to reveal the answer to today's trivia question, which was a true or false. 2 in 5 people say they'd rather spend time at home with their cat than go out with their friends. Well, the answer is true. According to nationaltoday.com Respect Your Cat Day survey, 44% of people prefer cats over friends. That is right. 2 in 5 people say they'd rather spend time at home with their cat than go out with their friends. And 1 in 5 say they've used their cats as an excuse to get out of activities they don't want to do. And there's more. 37% of people say their cats get them better than most of their human friends. And it goes both ways. Almost 80% of cat owners can understand what their cats are trying to communicate based on their meows alone. I love that. I find myself as part of those statistics. Do you? Thank you for joining us at 11 Cats Radio. I am Pat Rulo, grateful that you choose to advocate with me. Until next time, visit 11catsradio.com and give your cat a kiss from me. And remember, accepting a cat into your life is a lifetime commitment.